we're seeing a slide, a consistent slide in dairy here the last couple months, and now Class 3 starting to really tumble as well. What's driving this thing?
It seems to be supply-side driven right now, with weekly cheese storage numbers increasing. They're up about 8.3% since mid-November, and that's a pretty strong move going from middle November into January, a little bit counter-seasonal. And the two prior times we'd seen a strong increase in weekly numbers back in Feb and back in August, that's about the time where we saw pressure on cheese prices and milk slid in turn. So it, not sure which side of the equation the increase in stocks is coming from, whether it's exports going down or if we're seeing demand still be good, but the supply side is starting to grow faster. Not sure yet. We'll find out here within the next report or two.
Now, milk production has been bumping up, but not substantially out there, has it?
Yeah, Dease was the highest year-over-year increase we saw. All of 2011 was up 2.5%. For the year, though, we're only up 1.8% on milk production, which is the fifth slowest rate of growth we've seen since 99. So it wasn't a blockbuster year for milk production. It was more towards the bottom end of the range.
A lot of concern out there because the cost of production is high, and we've got a low cost over return over production cost right now. This isn't getting any better with that price edging close to below $16.
No, 2012 average at $16.45 right now. That's borderline break-even, or even perhaps pushing into below cost production, especially if we look at where March and April are at 15.5. So it's the market's teetering on that brink between profitability for guys and being in the red.
So what should a producer be looking at right now?
Producers got to be cautious because just for that reason, there's not much opportunity from a profitability standpoint here at the moment with how the market slid. However, the market's on thin ice where if we don't see some upward momentum start to come to the market, that longer-term trend for milk's in jeopardy here. So a producer's got to be ready to make some sales. Seasonally, February is not the best month to be doing that. It tends to be a weaker point. So would basically tell producers any rallies you get in the next couple months, look to be pricing into those just because the highs to this point are going to be a tough resistance to get above. And so if there's profitability there, better to play it safe and get some milk sold. And then if you need to, you can always look to the call option market to protect those sales if things keep moving higher.
What would be enough of a good bounce to trigger a sale?
With the 2012 average at 16.45, you can look at a number of scaling targets. As you get towards 17 bucks, there's going to be a lot of orders there, most likely. And so fading 17 bucks by a bit at 16.85, 16.90, that would be a good area to start. And then just, you know, pick your points above that. It's hard to say exactly where the market would retrace to, but in that area would be a good spot to look to work into some incremental sales.
All the indications are feed prices are not going to back down. So how is this scenario going to fare for the Western dairies, the people that are buying?
Yeah, if feed prices don't start coming down, I mean, that's where there could still be some fireworks later this year for milk prices after we kind of get through maybe a spring lull here. The U.S. dollar is going to be key there as far as grain prices go. It's up almost 7% off the August lows, and there's still a lot of issues in Europe, and we're not seeing much gains on the demand side anymore. So the markets for feeds has pretty well hit a price level where demand is not enthusiastic. So if we have just a good crop this year, things go in good this spring, that could be enough to start getting grain prices heading lower. The only thing that could throw a curveball there is just if we have some other problems.
On the dairy side, Australia and New Zealand's had good years here now, a good last year and a half or so, but China is increasing demand. Are they going to eat up any additional that Oceania can produce?
Hope so. You know, they're consuming more and more commodities each and every day. The issue there is their ties to Europe, and if Europe is slowing down and going to a hard recession, there's been estimates China's growth could be cut in half. So it's up in the air. I mean, they're definitely helping things out. Their imports of cheese were at a record this year, and hopefully that trend continues. A lot of things is what we see on the news. I mean, Europe, you know, the news sensationalizes things a little bit. However, what happens over there is important, especially for China.
Greece is still broke.
still broke and still trying to figure out what they're going to do. And there's probably no answers, at least no answers they like in terms of fixing it.
So we're probably looking at a more volatile 2012 than 2011.
It could. I mean, you know, you think about what happened in 98 and 99 in milk. We went to 18, down to 12, back to 18, down to 12 within, I think, 15 or 18 months. It was a relatively short period of time. And, you know, there could be the same sort of situation coming down the road for 2012 milk with, you know, production's coming up right now. And if we have something that, and that's pushing prices down, but if we have a weather hiccup and there's no corn crop and there's a bad bean crop and feed prices go sky high, you know, milk could be in for quite a roller coaster. So, yeah, there's thinking about back what happened to 98, 99, think about that quite a bit here with 2012 milk looking forward.